Maybe you've seen this public service announcement making the rounds online. Three girls get into a car, the driver texts while driving, and over the next 4 minutes, it gets gory. On Tuesday, the National Transportation Safety Board called for a complete ban on cell phone use by drivers. No texting, no web surfing, no talking, not even on a hands-free device. The advisory is non-binding, but states pay close attention to the NTSB. Deborah Hirschman is the NTSB's chairman. Welcome to On the Media.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be with you.
So what percentage of people do you think drive and text?
According to a survey here in the Washington, D.C. area that was released last week by AAA, over half of the respondents admitted to talking on their cell phone, and over 20% admitted to texting recently. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released statistics last week that attributed over 3,000 fatalities last year to distractions.
Was there a particular incident that sort of pushed you to do this now?
The accident that we investigated most recently involved a truck that was driven by a 19-year-old, and he had sent or received 11 texts in 11 minutes right before the multi-vehicle pileup on the interstate in Missouri. Unfortunately, he was killed, as was another student on a school bus, and scores were injured.
In your statement, you compared changing public attitudes towards driving while texting to previous efforts to change the public's view of other dangerous things like smoking. But tobacco wasn't, at least initially, regarded as deadly. While everyone knows that distracted driving is dangerous, why aren't behaviors changing?
You know what? I don't know that everyone agrees that distracted driving is dangerous. A lot of people agree that handheld devices are distracting. And so some states have banned handheld devices. But there's still a lot of people who believe that they can talk hands-free and be safe. So it is a challenge trying to convince people that not just other people, but they can't drive safely when they're talking or texting is probably the big hurdle that we're going to have to clear.
That's right. Studies suggest everybody knows that using your phone while driving is bad for other people, but not for them.
In surveys, you'll have 90% of the respondents saying, you know, they think other people drive worse when they're talking on the phone or texting, but yet they admit to talking on their phone or texting. Parents definitely don't want their teen drivers to be distracted behind the wheel, but many of them may talk on their phones while they're driving.
What kind of penalty are you recommending?
Our recommendation is ask states to institute bans, to conduct high visibility enforcement campaigns. So it is a three-legged stool, to have the law, to have the education, and have the enforcement. 40 years ago, 15% of people buckled up. Today, we have about 85% of the U.S. wearing their seatbelts.
Deborah, thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Deborah Hirschman is chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.